The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Hello and welcome back to Q Who. This is the third season premiere. It's been a while since we've talked. I wasn't sure if I was going to continue on with this podcast, but since we're getting close to the 60th anniversary of Doctor Who, I thought it might be cool to come back and do a few episodes this year, especially since there are some interesting things starting to happen, some cool releases that have just been announced. The biggest being the Season 20 limited edition box set that's coming out in two or three months, apparently September. It seems to be the thought amongst fandom that that's when it'll be released, which I think is good timing. It's good timing. It'll get you in plenty of time for the 60th anniversary, which, of course, that season we celebrated the 20th anniversary, and we seem to have a new edit of The Five Doctors, which is the 40th anniversary release of The Five Doctors in that set. So a lot of interesting things going on in that set, and looking forward to seeing it. I got mine pre-ordered from amazon.co.uk, and the price is a little bit heftier this time, but in these times of inflation, I guess we had to expect that to happen. A lot of people have moaned about it, but it's kind of par for the course as far as I'm concerned. We kind of knew that would probably happen along the way, and or at least we should have with the current economy in the world. So, yeah, It's just not surprising, but at least we're getting a lot of bang for our buck. There's a lot of good new special features in there, and there's remasters of all the episodes. There's new visual effects for, I think, three different stories in that set. Not a bad thing, not a bad deal at all. So it doesn't contain every single thing I would have loved to have seen within that set. I'm a little bit bummed that they didn't actually make the effort to get the Riff Tracks live show that they did for the Five Doctors a few years ago. That was one I was really, really, really hoping all along would get included in that box set, but for whatever reason, it didn't happen. I'm not sure if they even made the effort to make it happen, but I had suggested it on Twitter to the world, basically, and hope that somebody might have heard me somewhere, and the powers that be would go, that's a pretty good idea for an extra feature for the Blu-ray set. But unfortunately, it's not happening. I don't know if it's a rights issue and it couldn't happen, or if it's just something that they thought, what's the point? But it would have been a cool thing. It would have been a cool thing. A lot of us didn't get to see that live show. And I was one of them. I didn't get to see it, but I heard good things about it. And like with all the other Riff Tracks live shows, I assumed that at some point it would see the light of day somewhere. If not as a DVD Blu-ray release or something, then, probably on Pluto TV on their channel, or on Shout Factory's streaming service, something. I just figured it would pop up somewhere, but it never has. So I don't know why this is. If anybody out there knows why this is, enlighten us, please. But I'm very bummed not to get to see that alongside the new Five Doctors cut. But oh well. I'll get over it, obviously. But the other big news that hit just today, the day of recording, which is the 8th of or the 11th of August, we had the big I woke up to the big news that the Underwater Menace, the animated version, is actually available for pre-order. It's been announced officially by the BBC. We knew this was happening, or at least we'd heard this was happening, and a few people had said, yeah, for sure it is, because they announced, or it was leaked or whatever, several months ago that the animations were coming back and that we were going to get the Underwater Menace and the Smugglers by the end of the year. They didn't mention the Smugglers, but I'm assuming, since half of that leak was correct, that the Smugglers will be coming at some point as well. Probably not by the end of the year, but I wouldn't be at all surprised to see that the Smugglers are going to be released sometime early, at least in the first half of 2024. So I think that if the Underwater Menace is true, and obviously it is, since it's been announced and the pre-orders are up there, and I have pre-ordered the Steelbook version for myself, since that's happening, then I think we can pretty well assume that the Smugglers is also happening. And, of course, people questioned when that was first leaked, why would they bother animating those two stories? And at the time, I think I even mentioned it on Q-Who at the time, was, you know, why it makes perfect sense to me, because it will be very, will be within one story of completing season 4 of Doctor Who. So that means they can do a Blu-ray box set of season 4, because they'll have, you know, almost every episode animated or existing. So only a few episodes from that season actually exists, sadly. There's not even a complete story from season 4 that exists, so that's unfortunate. But to do a box set, of course, we've got to have something, and, you know, almost all of the stories have been animated, so it gives us, you know, it gives us something to look forward to for a Blu-ray box set. So season 4 is going to happen. It's going to have a box set. Hopefully they will animate the Highlanders before it happens, and we get all of the stories with some real visual component. I would hate for the Highlanders just to be a telesnap recon, as they did with the Crusade. The great thing about the Crusade was at least two episodes do exist, and the recons that they did for the season 2 box set were pretty good. So it was fine, you know, it was fine. And maybe later on they will animate the Crusade and it'll get released as well, and we can just slip that in there too. But it was fine for season 2. It wasn't the beginning of a season or anything like that. It's only two episodes. We have the two existing episodes, so yeah, it was justified. I can understand it. So I could also kind of understand if they did do a season 4 box set and they did just do like a telesnap reconstruction of the Highlanders, but I think that would be pretty tragic. I think that needs to be done, mostly because it's the introduction of Jamie. And partly because it is a cracking good story, I think. And I think it would fare well with an animation. So I don't, you know, people have said, oh, it will probably be one of those that's too technical and too expensive to animate. But I don't necessarily agree with that. Yes, it changes locations quite a bit. There are costume changes, et cetera, et cetera. But I still think it could be done reasonably well, and you know, it might be a little more costly to do, but I think it's worth it. Again, it's Jamie's first story. It's the last of the true historicals until Black Orchid. So it's the last true historical of the '60s. So yeah, I think it's a significant enough story to justify animation, and it would complete the season, and we would have a good box set there. So even if they did it, animated it just for the box set, that would give you extra incentive to buy the box set. So that would be a nice surprise, wouldn't it? I really wouldn't mind seeing that. And they could release it individually later on if they'd like. So, but to premiere it on the season 4 box set actually might not be a bad idea at all. So hopefully that gets done. Hopefully it does. The thing about the smugglers, though, going back to that, and why that's significant to be animated, it's a really good story. One of my favorite Hartnell stories, to be honest with you. Certainly in my top 5 or 6 Hartnell stories, I really enjoyed the smugglers. I enjoyed the novelization. I enjoyed the recon of it. So I've been wanting to see an animation of that forever. Of course, if it was recovered, that would be even better. But I'll settle for an animation. So if that's happening, I really look forward to it. So I think we can assume that's probably happening, because the Underwater Menace has proven to be true, that leak. So I think the smugglers in there as well. We probably just won't get it until after the first of the year. But we can live with it. We can live with it, most certainly. It would be a nice Christmas gift if they were to decide to release it in December, but it's probably just not finished. But I'm sure early in 2024 we'll get that one as well. So fingers crossed, at least. Fingers crossed. Now the bummer part of all this. It's just the sad truth of Doctor Who fandom and the toxicity that can exist within the fandom. Once again, we get an announcement for an animation, and of course the moaning begins. And this is the stuff that's really disheartening for me, is that, you know, the BBC are making this effort. Yes, I know they're making money off this stuff, but they're making the effort to put it out there. They don't have to. They don't make a ton of money. It's not like they make billions of dollars off the releases of animated versions of Doctor Who stories from, you know, 60 years ago. It's a niche kind of thing, and it's specifically for the diehard fans. So there aren't too many non-Doctor Who fans who see the release of an animation and go, "Ooh, I got to buy that right away." So they're doing it for us more than anything else. They're doing it for to complete this effort of getting the missing episodes in some visual form for the audience that exists. And that's us, we fans. And for fans to moan and gripe about, "Oh, here's another animation. Oh, I hate the animations." If you don't like the animations, you know, you're entitled to your opinion. That's fine. And even if you want to moan about the fact that you don't like animations, I guess it's all right. But do we have to have the standard line every time? Every time it's been, you know, we get it. Some of you don't like them. We get it. Some of you don't see the purpose of them. We get it. Some of you would rather watch telesnaps. That's boring. But we get it. We get it. And then there's the deluded fans out there that say, "Well, why don't they just find them? Why don't they just find the missing episodes?" Yeah, it's not that simple. It's probably some of them don't even exist at all, because they were junked years ago. And there are no copies left. That's a very real probability. And most of those 97 episodes that aren't in the BBC archive probably don't exist, period, anywhere. Yes, we've heard, some episodes exist in private hands. Probably that's true. There probably are a few out there that exist in private hands. There may be a few sitting on a shelf somewhere in a TV station, some foreign land. We don't know. That's possible. Doubtful, but that's possible. There may be a few episodes out there that still exist that are either in private hands or sitting somewhere that people don't know that they're sitting. And maybe someday those will be returned, or maybe they won't. But at least the BBC and even some fans that I know of are making the effort to animate these missing shows and with the inclusion, of course, of the audio recordings that we have, that we're so lucky to have. I personally think it's wonderful that we get animations. I wanted animations for 30-odd years. I thought of that back in the late 80s when I was just discovering the lost episodes. When I was sitting in my room back in the late 80s when the DWB photo novel of Power of the Daleks came out with all those telesnaps and the script right there beside them, and reading that, I was like, oh, wow, man. If only, you know, we could get some kind of animation version of this. Wouldn't that be neat? And I know, I don't even know if at that time I was even too aware of the audio recordings. I'd heard little things about it, but I didn't know for sure if they even existed. But the thought was, if they do, wouldn't it be neat if they took the audio and synced it up and made an animated version of these? That would be the coolest thing ever. And now it's a reality. We do have an animated Power of the Daleks. We have animated versions of many stories. Some are better than others. Yes, I know there was the great failure of The Web of Fear Part 3. That is infamous now, and there it is. It looks terrible. It's a terrible animation. There's nobody arguing with that. Am I ungrateful that they made the effort? No, I'm still grateful they made the effort. Is it something that I want to watch, pull out and watch every time when I see the rest of the Web of Fear? Not really. There's a perfectly fine fan animation of Episode 3 that I usually go to that I think is better than that, much, much better than the official release. So that's the one I tend to go to. But I'm still grateful that they made the effort. So I'm not filled with hate for that. I'm not, you know, people say, oh, well, the Fear from the Deep wasn't very good. And, you know, this one wasn't very good. That one wasn't very good. And there's really, for the most part, there's a complaint about all of them except for maybe 10th Planet. 10th Planet gets a bit of love. The Moon Base gets some love. The Invasion gets some love. And for the most part, the rest of them really don't. Power of the Daleks has been accepted. They went back and they touched it up. So I think that kind of appeased some fans. But I didn't see that much wrong with it to begin with. It's nice that they went back and touched it back up. But, you know, that's neither here nor there to me. We had it. I think that was fine. I enjoy watching it regardless in whichever version. So I don't have any hatred for any of them. Sure, I can see that, you know, there were some mistakes along the way. Some of the license that they took with some of them, probably unnecessary, but I'm not totally against it. I'm not against it. What they did with the Abominable Snowman with the long-named guy that was Padma Sambhava, however you say it. I probably butchered it. But, yeah, they took some license there. Gary Russell, I guess, is responsible for that. And it was certainly not what people expected to see, and it wasn't anything like what we saw in the original footage. But, you know, they took a little license, so what? I'm not thrilled with that, but at the same time, I'm not completely down on it. It won't make me not ever watch it. It's one of my absolute favorite Troughton stories, so I will watch the animation over and over and over again, proudly, and I'm happy we have it. So, these fans that sit and moan about them every time they come out, before they've even seen the completed product, and they see a teaser like we got, a 30-second teaser we got today, And, oh, it's awful. That sucks. I wish they hadn't even done it at all. I'd rather they just stopped doing them. That's your opinion, whatever. That doesn't do the rest of us any favors. There are some of us who want to see it. There are some of us who are fine with it. The animation's fine. The Underwater Menace, the few clips that they showed us, I think it looks fine. The Underwater Menace is a story that I think will work with animation. I dream of the day when every missing episode has been animated. And I don't care if it's done by the BBC or the fans. I want to see it done. But I want the BBC to do their fair share, you know. There's some wonderful fan efforts being made. There's some wonderful fan efforts that have already been made. There's some great stuff out there by the fans. And some of it may only ever be done by the fans. And that's fine. That's fine with me. And I'm sure there are plenty of people who would look at that and moan about it. They seem to not get as much hatred, even though some of the fan efforts look not nearly as good as the official releases. Just some. But there are some that certainly do exceed the BBC's efforts. And that's because it's a labor of love. And the fans are meticulous, and the fans are particular. And that's fine. So rather than moan about it, make your own. Make your own then, you know. Go ahead, make your own. Stop moaning about it. But the fact that the effort's being made, the fact that we're getting these and can put them on our shelves next to the existing episodes, I think is wonderful. And I want to keep being able to do that. So for all of you moaners, do me a favor and hush. Just leave it alone. When one comes out and they preview it in a 30-second teaser, hush. Don't say anything. Just stop it. Yes, you have a right to moan. Yes, you have a right to your opinion. Fine. But stop and think for a second. You know, why should I ruin this experience for somebody else? I am so happy, and all I want to be is positive. And that's all anybody should want to be. Let's be positive and let's spread love rather than derision and hate and dissatisfaction. If it's not perfect, so what? It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. The effort's being made, the money's being spent, and then we buy it. And we have the choice to buy it or not. That's the power of the consumer. If you don't like it, don't buy it. And, if it doesn't sell enough, they'll stop making them and you guys will be happy finally. But the rest of us will not be so happy. So please, won't you just leave it alone? Won't you just, next time you're about ready to go on Facebook or Twitter and complain, maybe just hesitate and go, maybe I've said enough. They know already. Maybe I should just leave it alone. Let's be positive. Let's put out some love and say, well, it's great that they're doing this. I won't buy it, but it's great that they're doing it. How about that attitude? That's a much better attitude to have. That's what I think. Well, that's my 2 cents worth. And that's Q-Hoo back for another season. And we thank you. But we're back. That's all that matters. Q-Hoo is back for a new season. And now and again, I'll do one of these. If a new product's coming out, and probably around the 60th anniversary, certainly I'll do something because it's the anniversary and we have specials coming out. I don't know if I'll talk about the specials because it's not classic Who, but I might have something to say about it. But there's other merchandising that's coming out that does pertain to classic Doctor Who and the 60th anniversary, so I'll probably talk about some of that at some point. So we might even review some stuff here. I'll certainly review the Season 20 box set and the Underwater Menace release. Let you know what my opinions are of those releases, if you care to know. So until then, though, guys, thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the fact that you do listen, and I will appreciate it even more if you moaners out there will stop moaning about Doctor Who animations. And just, if you're not going to support them, at least, you know, don't worry about it. Just keep quiet about it. And let us enjoy them and support them. So, until the next time, you guys know the drill. Please stay tuned.
You have been listening to a fan production for Dream Realm Enterprises. This is a not-for-profit program.